We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So I'm trying to be a little lighter here at the end of the week. You know, I don't want you to feel like every time you tune into the radio, it's just a total downer or even just constant conflict. Who wants to do that for the next 4 years? Democrats insisted that we have misery for 4 years in public discourse, and I would prefer not to do that. But I'm not going to let things slide, especially when I think innocent people are being harmed by the overzealous, really nasty attitude of a lot of people in the Democrat Party and, you know, living amongst us. Paige Hearn is with us this morning. She's the owner of a gym in Stanton called Queen City Strength. And Paige, when I was contacted and somebody said, you should really talk to this poor woman, all she did was go to the Trump rally in D.C. I'm assuming you didn't break in the doors of the Capitol. And now everybody's trying to put you out of business and harassing you and your family. Fill me in, because you and I have not had a chance to talk yet. What's happened?
Good morning. So, yes, sir. On January 11th, our local newspaper, the Newsleader, reached out. One of their reporters reached out and asked me for an interview. They were looking for people that had been to D.C. on January 6th.
Okay.
And I declined the interview. In fact, I said, while I truly appreciated the support they had offered for both my business and my rescue in the past, I just did not feel comfortable with discussing politics. And mm-hmm. I don't mix my business with my political stance. So I declined the interview. And just a couple hours later, it was printed with the headline, Stanton businesswoman and Fort teacher both in crowd that massed at Capitol on that violent day.
Really?
Yes.
So even when you tried to sidestep and said, you know what, I'm not looking to get in the middle of a public discussion of this, the paper chose to shine the spotlight on you.
Yes, sir. They did it to myself and a local, the teacher that was at the rally. We both declined an interview, and we both have public Facebook pages. So they took pictures and posts and comments from our Facebook pages and pieced together what I like to call a desperate journalism.
Wow.
And posted the article anyway.
Wow. Now I want you, let's just be upfront here. You were at the event on the 6th. Where were you? And did you do anything that broke the law or would be, you know, where somebody would go, God, I really like you, but you shouldn't have done that, honestly?
No, sir. So I was in D.C. on January 6th. We walked right up to the stairs of the Capitol building, with no resistance. I mean, it wasn't like we were jumping fences and barricades and tackling people. Like,
yeah, okay. That's important. Yeah.
You just walked right up. And we literally went from thousands of people singing Amazing Grace all around me to all of a sudden there were flashbangs and tear gas. And we really had no idea what was happening in front of us at the time.
Sure.
Didn't know really what was going on. We did walk up. I walked forward to see what on earth was happening, and we could see people trying to break in. But you could also see people tackling them. Every time someone would try to hit a window or try to push through, the police barricade, there were people from the crowd trying to stop it. We left as soon as we realized that it was becoming violent because I have a family and that I need to get home to safely. So we left. But
you know what you are, Paige? You're a witness.
Yes,
I mean,
sir,
normally you would be treated like someone who witnessed something, and we want to get your firsthand account of what happened rather than a criminal who deserves to be indicted in the press. And that's very disturbing to me.
Yeah,
I'm looking on your Facebook page, this Queen City Strength Gym. I mean, look, you got an American flag here. It doesn't look like you've edited it. December 22nd, you and your staff and friends are collecting food for Christmas families, a big U-Haul truck. I mean,
we do a lot for our community, and we've done even more this year than we've ever done because of the COVID crisis and everybody having a hard time. And our paper never reached out when we were sponsoring homeless kids or adopting kids for Christmas or any of the good things that we do for our community. They just decided to kind of put a bullseye on our back. As you know, I mean, I've been called, you name it, everything you can think of. I'm a white supremacist. I'm a Nazi. People are saying that we need to be deprogrammed. There are people leaving horrific reviews that have never been to my business. They're calling.
So they're trying to crush you.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The health department called me yesterday because people that have never, I mean, my business, the doors were locked and nobody can come in except for members. And you know, we're very aware of all of the guidelines that we have to follow, we're absolutely being attacked, and it's just insane. This is crazy. This is not America.
I am just in shock hearing it. Unfortunately, I mean, I feel awful that this is happening to you, and one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the radio is A, to try to offer you some support for whatever it's worth from this radio station in Richmond and my personal support, but also to make sure that people realize what's happening here. And to your point, this is not America. And if we're going to really be petty, I don't recall everybody doing, like, I didn't come on the radio and try to put out of business every business that put a Black Lives Matter sign up in their window. You know,
can't imagine, like, living my life judging everybody who looked or felt differently than me. I mean, you just have to be miserable to do that. And I mean, we even have local, I'm not going to call them politicians, but people who are looking to be upcoming politicians who are doxing local businesses. I mean, they're supporting the newspaper's article. I've been reported to the FBI. Like, people are proudly reporting me to the FBI. I can't even wrap my brain around what's going on. To lump with hundreds of thousands of peaceful people there who had no ill intentions and did nothing wrong, to lump them into a group of 100 terrorists.
It's outrageous.
Chaos. Yeah,
absolutely outrageous. Well, you know what? One thing I can do for you right now while we're on the phone, even though I have not worked out at your gym, and I'd be happy to come do that, is I'll give you a like on Facebook right now for whatever it's worth.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, our community is great. Our gym is a family. So the community sense, but you know, we're being shared on all these hate pages and in other communities. So it's people that know nothing about us that are attacking our business. And I just, the unsolicited drama and hate is exactly why I declined the interview in the first place.
Right.
So I just can't believe they're doing this to people.
Well, you know, and I may call the newspaper and ask them why in the world they're doing that. That seems shady to me. I mean, as a former reporter, I think I would be having a talk with my editor about, well, they don't want to talk about it. Are we going to go?
You know, and I have interviewed the lady that contacted me. I've interviewed with her multiple times for other things. So I couldn't believe when I declined that she said, okay, thank you. I even offered to try to, you know, reach out to other people that had attended that might not mind speaking to her.
Yeah.
But nobody would talk to them.
It's really awful. Well, listen, Paige, I'm with you. I'm sorry that's happening, and I think people need to be aware of it and offer support to people who are being abused. It's not the American way. Paige Hearn and her business, you can find it on Facebook, the Queen City Strength Gym. It's on Facebook, and you can look it up, and you know, maybe if we give them some likes, that'll help battle back against the really nasty people who are out there who, you know, are always about open-mindedness and never judging anybody until they get to be the judge, and then they'll hammer the hell out of you and try to put you out of business. Paige, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Hang in there.
Thank you. Let me
know what else happens, too, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Paige.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.